Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson.
Hello, Robin.
And Lars Gottridge.
Hey, Robin.
And we're doing a quick run through the best new releases out on April 12th, starting with the band Shovels and Rope and their album, By Blood.
Your joy is killing me. I don't have anything. Remember when we used to wear each other's clothes? Yeah, I've been struggling. But I know lots of things, and I got an idea that's gonna turn on the money holes. Choking on a joke, trying to keep it light. I could never quite get the timing right. But you, you'll never know how it feels. I got ideas.
The band is Shovels and Rope. The album is called By Blood, and this song we're listening to is called Mississippi Nothing. This is Michael Trent and Carrie Ann Hurst. They're from Charleston, South Carolina. They're married, and together they make music as Shovels and Rope. And so much of their music has long been rooted in country, but there's so much more going on in this.
Well, it's been rooted in country, but it's also been rooted in punk. You know, there's a really shaggy and joyful quality to their music where it always feels like it's kind of like rattling on the rails a little bit, like it's always about to just careen over the side of the cliff.
Right.
I really love this band, and you know, they're so fun live. When they played the Tiny Desk a few years back, they brought their dog.
Yeah. You know, I forgot about that.
And they're just the kind of band that would bring their dog to the Tiny Desk. They do a nice job of mixing that ferocious and fun ramshackle energy with songs that have something to say, that are painting vivid pictures.
You mentioned their dog. They actually just also had their second child, and a lot of these songs are about the challenges of being a parent. Yeah. And raising a family and staying together and sticking together and keeping the family together in a world that often wants to tear some families apart. And
yeah, finding a sense of community is a theme they come back to again and again.
Shovels and Rope is the band. The album is called By Blood. Let's go next to the singer Damian Jurado. Damian Jurado, he has a new album out called In the Shape of a Storm.
You can come over whenever you want. You can get dressed up and I'll show you off. We could go dancing or hang around town. Whatever you want in a newspaper gown. Our friends think we're lovers, or so I've heard. And they try for confessions, and I say not a word. So we let them keep guessing till they figure us out. Our made-up wedding in your newspaper gown. We are placing.
This is Damian Jurado. His album is In the Shape of a Storm, and the song is Newspaper Gown. Lars, I know all of us love Damian Jurado a lot, you know, and in recent years he put out this series of, I guess you'd call them concept albums, that were pretty ambitious and got pretty big. They were really fleshed out and orchestrated, and here he just dials it way, way back.
You know, Damian Jurado hasn't made a voice and acoustic guitar record since 1999's Rehearsals for Departure.
Wow.
That's 20 years ago. That was my introduction to Damian Jurado, that record. And I think it was for a lot of people at that time. And he has, over the last 20 years, really expanded the vision of what his songs can sound like. And a large part of that was his love and admiration for Richard Swift.
Yeah.
And
His producer.
Richard Swift was a songwriter, and Richard Swift died last year. And Damian Jurado, he originally performed this song at a Tiny Desk in 2011.
Yeah, I'd forgotten that, but I guess it had never been released before.
It had never been released before, and there's a moment in the video when Bob Boylan asks, what's the little sticker on your guitar? And it's a picture of Richard Swift.
Oh.
And he said, he's my best friend. He's sort of my idol.
Yeah.
This is not a record about Richard Swift, but you feel the loss within it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an incredible songwriting talent. And I really love those kind of grand Technicolor records that he's made in recent years. But I, too, really fell in love with this guy's music when it was just as our colleague Mike Katziff once said, sometimes you just want to hear a big dude sing a sad song. And he said that to me at the Damian Jurado Tiny Desk concert. And I think about it every time I hear him. I'm just like, this is exactly what I want. I just want to hear this dude sing a sad song. This record is just like listening to someone. It's like it's being whispered to you. It's so intimate and so beautiful.
I read that he recorded the whole thing in 2 hours.
Yeah,
went into the studio, just played through it. And, you know, it has that very raw emotional feel to it. Damian Jurado is the singer. His album is In the Shape of a Storm. Let's go next to the singer Nora Jones. Nora Jones has a new record out. It's called Begin Again.
Are we broken? I am standing. Use my arms. Use my legs. Use my
Nora Jones is the singer. Her album is called Begin Again, and this song is called My Heart is Full. You know, when she first put out music back in 2002 and she did the album Come Away With Me, which we all loved, and I thought, okay, I think we can now count on a lifetime of this sort of jazzy pop from an incredible singer, and she has, especially in recent years, just obliterated that image.
She's also returned to that well occasionally. Her last album, Daybreaks, was a little bit more in the spirit of that kind of soft, jazzy, very approachable pop, but she's also an artist who's just at a fascinating point in her career where she doesn't really have anything to prove, and she does have an experimental side to her and a side that wants to play around with form. You know, she was in a super group called the Little Willies, you know, that did one thing. And on this project, you know, she's working with people like Danger Mouse and Thomas Bartlett and Jeff Tweedy. You know, like there are a lot of collaborations here. She's clearly just kind of playing around with what she wants to do. I mean, this is an artist who has sold worldwide more than 50 million albums.
Wow.
I
did not know that.
She has won 9 Grammy Awards, a lot of them that first year. You know, so she's somebody who can really write her own ticket.
Let's hear a little bit of a cut that she did with Jeff Tweedy. It's called A Song With No Name.
If I had a knife, if I had your love, if I was your wife, if I go see.
I just love the direction she's taken, you know, that she's not afraid to go a little dark.
Well, she's a very, very smart artist with a lot of ideas. And she hit on this very, very, very successful formula early on in her career, but that doesn't define her.
Yeah. Nora Jones is the singer. The album is called Begin Again. We've got one more before we take a quick break, and it comes from Anderson .Paak. Anderson .Paak has a new album out called Ventura. His album is called Ventura, and the song we're hearing is the opening cut called Come Home. And here to talk about this one with us again is Rodney Carmichael. Welcome, Rodney.
Hey, how y'all doing?
You know, the last time I had you three guys together on the show was in November of last year when Anderson .Paak released Oxnard.
Step into the Wayback Machine, 5 months.
And here he is. He's back. It's just a few months later, and he's got a full-length follow-up.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just months ago, right, we were talking about a new Anderson .Paak album. So Ventura is the follow-up to Oxnard. That was the album that was overseen by Dr. Dre, and it sort of failed to live up to these outsized expectations that Anderson has really set for fans in the last few years. But Ventura really is a true return to form. The opening song that you played, Come Home, which features Andre 3000, by the way. You got to get that in.
Let me just play a little bit of that because we didn't quite get to it in the song.
Yeah, all I need, all of me on my knees. Normally, harmony, bumblebee, hummingbird. I'm a nerd, study you, what do you, WWF. We fighting, we might need counseling. Possibly more so me, sounds to me. Frowns will be grounds to leave. Hounds will be looking for you before you drop a tear. I pray them stop pretending that I ain't him. I ain't them, them some dumpling. I remember when you start dying them silver hairs and start hiding from your age. I ask why I come. Amazing how time can run away from us. I'm no nun, you're no priest, but I promise, hun. You gon' see a phenomenon. Come with me like it's Ramadan. I don't eat like it's Comic-Con, I'm a freak for you, yeah!
So Andre 3000, he rips that verse up, but there's a line specifically from Anderson in that song where he sings, nobody begs anymore, right? He's kind of going into the hook and he's singing, nobody begs anymore. And it's a nod to this era in R&B where, you know, where men weren't afraid to beg.
I'm down on my knees for you.
There you go,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But to me, it also kind of feels like it's like a double wink from Anderson. Like he's letting us know that he's back to his former self again, that, you know, that mix of old soul and future soul and hip hop that people love about him is back. So I feel like he is the Anderson .Paak that we fell in love with so long ago once again.
Anderson .Paak is the artist and his album is called Ventura. Thanks so much, Rodney.
Hey, thanks, y'all.
All right. We still got a few more albums that we want to feature on this week's New Music Friday, but let's take a short break real quick, and we'll be right back.
I'm Bob Boylan, host of NPR's All Songs Considered and creator of the Tiny Desk series. I have a message for unsigned musicians all across America. Enter the 2019 Tiny Desk Contest for a chance to play your very own Tiny Desk concert. It'll change your life. So no matter what kind of music you make, we want to hear from you. Find out more at npr.org/tinydeskcontest. You have until Sunday, April 14th. Better hurry.
It's New Music Friday from All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Stephen Thompson and Lars Gottridge, and we're looking at the best albums out on April 12th. We kick off the second half of the show with the artist Glenn Hansard and his new album, This Wild Willing.
She leads us.
Glenn Hansard is the singer. His new album is called This Wild Willing, and the song we're listening to is the opening cut. It's called I'll Be You, Be Me. And you know, I would never think to use the words searing and slow burning and epic to describe his music, but man.
Yeah, I mean, he has always had a slow burning and searing and epic quality in some of his music. But his last few solo records, you know, Glenn Hansard got his start in a wonderful Irish rock band called The Frames. Yep. Eventually, he formed The Swell Season with his co-star of the movie Once, Marketa Erglova, and, you know, they won an Oscar together. And, you know, he's had this fascinating career ride. But in the last few years, he's put out a string of solo records that I would describe as stately.
Yeah.
Very kind of formal and elegant, the kind of thing where, like, it's like music where if you went to see it live, you would expect to be seated in a theater. And for this record, he changed up his process in a really interesting way. We kind of talked about this a little earlier with Norah Jones. This time, he went into the studio with a bunch of collaborators, some of them people he was really familiar with, some of them he'd never really worked with before, and allowed these songs to sprawl and take different shape and different form. And you listen to this record, he works with this group of Iranian-born brothers, the Koshrevesh brothers, who give some of these songs this Middle Eastern swirl to them. And there's so much going on in this record. And at the same time, it's very beautiful and very approachable. And people who like Glenn Hansard's music, whether it's in The Swell Season or in The Frames or on these solo records, is going to find something to love here. To me, this record really feels like a return to form by an artist who I've just loved for decades.
Glenn Hansard is the singer. The album is This Wild Willing. All right, Lars, we're going to go to something completely different now. The band is called Odonis Odonis. Their new record is called Reaction.
Thank you.
Odonis Odonis is the band. The record is called Reaction, and the song we're listening to is called Collector. Man, just a twisted, growling monster of a record. But Lars, tell us who Odonis Odonis is and what they're doing here.
You know, when you're young and you're gloomy and you start a punk rock band and you got your guitars, you got your drums, and you're plodding along, you're putting out some good records, and then you start listening to a little bit more Skinny Puppy.
Maybe some Nine Inch Nails?
Yeah. Some Nine Inch Nails. You're like, oh, maybe I should buy that vintage synth from the pawn shop and maybe some drum machines and see where things go. And that seems what happened with this trio from Toronto. Their first records were much more of the noise rocky kind of style, a lot of guitars. And they put out a record a couple years ago where they just went full gusto with the industrial. And this is really focuses their chaos in kind of an unnerving way. And it's just much more terse, but the hooks are much meatier. I kind of love it.
Oh, I love it too. It rewired my brain when I was listening to it. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I feel like a caged animal. Yeah. And I just, Odonis Odonis is the artist. Their new record is called Reaction. And we have one more album that we want to play for this week's New Music Friday. But as always, there are a lot of other notable albums out on April 12th that we should mention. Jeff Tweedy, the frontman for Wilco, Jeff Tweedy has a new album coming out. It's actually out on Saturday and initially will only be available on vinyl for Record Store Day. It is called Warmer. Eventually, that'll be available as in digital format as well. Jeff Tweedy's record Warmer is out Saturday. The band Fontaines D.C. has a new album out called Doggerel. We recently had them on our South by Southwest wrap-up show. Also, the Budos Band, another band we had on the show recently, has a new album out called Five.
Got four quick ones for you. A new record by the Philly guitarist Chris Forsyth called All Time Present. New record by Emily Rio. It's a very lush pop record called Only You Can See It. The metal band Inter Arma has a brutalizing new record called Sulfur English.
Yeah, when you told me you wanted to play that one on the show, I listened to it and I thought, I'm just going to move this one down to the mention pile here.
It's real good. And finally, a new record by Hakta, which is spelled R-A-K-T-A. It's called Falha Komam. They're a Brazilian noise punk band and it's just been rattling my ears.
I really appreciated your description of Inter Arma that included the word brutalizing, and it's real good.
It's real good.
Yeah, it's good.
We would have played the band BTS on this show if we had gotten an advance copy of their new album, Map of the Soul. BTS, of course, one of the biggest boy bands in the world, a Korean juggernaut that gets streamed like billions of times. I will be intrigued by that. I find them super fun. John Paul White, half of the Civil Wars, his album The Hurting Kind is out. You can watch him perform a really lovely song from that record as part of the Tiny Desk Family Hour that we put up on our website.
I should also mention Melissa Etheridge has a new record out called The Medicine Show. All those albums out on April 12th, along with the last one we want to feature. It's from the band LSD. It is called Labyrinth. See a Diplo present LSD.
Labyrinth.
Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm batshit crazy having you on my mind? Do you think I'm helpless? My algebra gon' equal you every time. Do you think I'm calling? Do you think I'm calling out your name every night? Girl, I've fallen for you.
See ya.
LSD is the band. Labyrinth, Sia, Diplo present LSD. The song is Genius, one of the early singles from it. I don't know. When I heard this collaboration was coming, I just thought, wow, because Sia is just one of the best voices and songwriters, I think, in pop music. And then you've got the British R&B singer Labyrinth, who I think also has a really distinctive voice. And then the producer and DJ Diplo, I feel like it is such a natural fit for them.
Yeah, this is a truly transcontinental mashup of big, big, restless, kind of playful pop sounds, you know, tons of voices and lots of sonic color and effects. And I would say this record is more a collection of singles than an album, which is 100% to be expected from these artists. But, you know, it's fun. It's light. We're coming into summertime.
It is so perfect in my mind. It is so insanely catchy, all these anthemic fist pumpers, that I did have a thought like, wow, this sounds like it was made in a lab to be the most infectious thing you could listen to.
Sure.
And Lars, you see that as a bad thing.
Look, I love me some trashy pop music. You know this is true. But, man, stuff that is just made to gain Spotify algorithms just, like, drives a nail into my brain. And this just feels cynical to me.
You're cynical!
Yeah, I feel like it's a Rorschach test in that way.
We were talking about it before the show, and you called it, like, Spotify core.
Right, yeah.
Stream bait.
That's been kind of become the buzzy words around it for the last few months or so.
And stream bait means people want to click on it and hear it.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, no, this makes me want to listen to it. How terrible.
I don't know. I think it is obviously very polished, super produced. But I actually feel like it has I've listened to the whole thing through several times, and I feel like they actually have kind of an organic quality about them. And I don't mean organic like in a natural granola-y way. I mean, it feels to me like these are real friends who got together and made songs together for fun because they love working together. And Sia and Labyrinth had gotten together to do a one-off a few years ago, and they thought, wow, we still have a lot of songs together that we want to do. And so they came up with these. LSD, I think it's a fantastic record. LSD, Labyrinth, Sia, Diplo present LSD. And that'll do it for this week's New Music Friday. Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lars.
Thanks, Robin.
Remember to tell your friends about the program and check out our New Music Friday playlist on Spotify. Just open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. You'll find it. That's where you can hear full versions of the songs that we featured. You can also see a list of the music we talked about and hear full versions of these songs on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. Be well, have a great weekend, and treat yourself to lots of great music.